This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Let's get into this.
Get into it, baby. Pete Sebastian Show!
All right, bro. Is that a new coffee place you're going to with the blue cup? What's that all about?
No. It's just where we go hiking and camp in Long Lake. It's just the mug I grabbed. Oh, okay. People mail me mugs, and I use the mugs, but nobody's mailed me a mug in a while. You want a little advertising, mail me a mug. Boom.
That's it. Pete uses all merchandise sent to him.
Shit.
Do you ever get anything and go, throw it out, or is it just all there?
Bro, we ate homemade cookies mailed to us from the Ozarks. Homemade, all right? The woman built up a relationship with us through multiple, letters, and she'd send mittens for Sadie, and then, boom, one day she hit us with these cookies, and I'm like, Jack, that was the whole plan. Ease us in. Get us to think there's nothing wrong with the cookies, and now we're... And we ate them. They were delicious.
Wow, yeah, bro.
Very, very... Cookies
from the Midwest. Very easy to kill your family, bro.
Yeah, it is quite easy, bro. It is a little too easy.
Oh, God. What if they start sending you your hobby? For sure, bro. Laced with fentanyl, you'll be foaming out of the mouth.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. There's no way to test for that. I had some kids already who go to college around here that have left it in my mailbox. Fan of the cast, a little something from me, Petey. Boom. Right. Come right on the porch, putting it in the mailbox. You know?
And are you using it?
Well, bro, of course. From the college, you get saving down, you know? Yeah. I don't know, if I looked at a bud, how would you know? Let's not even take that. Whatever you just ate right before the show started. What if that was open before you knew it and fentanyl was put in it and on it, right? Would you even, if you looked, would you go, oh, fuck, is that fentanyl?
No, but you would think, and yeah, there'd been recalls on food and whatnot, but you would think if it's coming in a package from a company, the odds are that it's a safe product. If it's being delivered by a college student in your mailbox,
yeah,
there's a 50-50 chance that you could be in the emergency room that night.
100%. I agree with that. But what I'm asking you is, if you... Whatever you were going to eat, let's say, I don't know, whatever, was handed to you, and you were specifically going to check for fentanyl on it, a ham sandwich, and you're looking at it, would you be able to go, oh, geez, thank God I didn't bite into this. Look, there's fentanyl right over there in the corner by the crust. Or, is it you wouldn't know until you smelled it or ate it?
Look this up. Is fentanyl odorless? And is fentanyl come in liquid or powder form? Now, if it's odorless, obviously you're not going to be able to tell it's on the sandwich. But if it looks like salt, you may be able to go, what the hell is this on the sandwich? And then maybe you go, maybe we shouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
It's odorless. So we got, it is odorless, right?
And you're bringing up a great point because I flew.
One second, just getting information here from Patrick. Smells like popcorn when it's burned. Whoa, so if you're lighting up, right, and this thing's and your joint smells like you're at the movie theater, get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, what if I'm in a hotel room and I hear them watching a movie next door and I walk by and it smells like burnt popcorn? Is that like them doing fentanyl, but they go put on a movie, they'll think we're eating popcorn? what? Who knows what to make a fucking what anymore, bro? The whole world. It's like, I'm serious. You know, I went away this weekend with Jackie for the marathon in New York, which I'll get to whenever we get to it. But I took Sadie to this little museum where they show Taylor Swift's outfits, right? Like 30 of them. I'll get to that down the line if I do. I only want to bring up one thing. Me and Sadie were thirsty halfway through looking at these dresses of Taylor Swift's. I go, there's usually a water fountain by the bathrooms. We go over there. She goes, good call, Dad. We're in New York City. We turn this fountain on. It's so strong. It's one of those fountains that, you know how when you put your mouth down, they got the little thing, the cup where you, like by your cheek, so the water comes out and there's like the metal part. Now, you ever have a good stream that's coming out so hard, it's hitting the metal part before it even gets to your mouth. So, you know, there's germs just flowing into our mouths. Bad guy, little fentanyl on the fucking edge of the water fountain. That's all he has to do, rub a little fentanyl and sit back and watch all the little suburban white kids come fucking die to see the Taylor Swift.
Bro. There. First of all, I don't know who the hell's still drinking out of a drinking fountain. Number one.
What do you?
Number two.
Yeah, there everybody might be at the bottom of the hill, guy. Everybody at the bottom of the hill from.
Listen. And number two, there might be fentanyl already in the water that's coming out of a drinking fountain.
You're right. You're right. I have for the past 10 years been the classiest person I've seen lean over a water fountain. I've never seen anyone of my level or above. The best you'll do is see somebody come over and do the quick personal water cup fill up. But you know, when you
out
walk
of a
over
drinking fountain, I'm sorry, out
you
of
don't
a drinking
do that
fountain. Yeah. It's a public drinking fountain. So who the hell knows who's been there before you? Somebody might have literally put their mouth on the nipple.
But if this is the thing and the water's shooting straight out, so it's coming from the pipe straight out, how could anything, and then it's landing in your water cup. You know what I'm saying? You're good, right? You wouldn't even do that?
I don't know. Somebody comes up. I'll give you an example. Somebody comes up to the drinking fountain before they take a drink out of it. They sneeze all over the fountain.
Right. Yeah.
That should be enough to go out. I ain't drinking out of a drinking fountain. No.
You're right, bro. And all the germs are going right down and settling right here, waiting for you to come turn it on and shoot that. You're right. God damn. You're right, man.
I want to do an experiment and go to maybe 5 or 7 drinking fountains around the area. Take a swab, and do a bacteria.
Oh God,
what's in that?
Right. Bob, you ever see them do studies on the coffee on airlines and they find fecal matter in the coffee and they tell you don't get the coffee on the how does that even? So what is that? Someone does a hand wipe, misses the toilet paper, hits the hand, don't wash the hand, and then packs the coffee? Like,
what water are they using on an airplane to make the coffee?
Right. I mean, I hear fecal matter, and I just think, burn everything associated with that fucking comment. You know what I'm saying? Like...
There's something recently, fecal matter in the ocean, not ocean or somewhere. It was a body of water or a pool. They had to close down. I don't know what the hell it was. I'm hearing fecal matter a lot over the last 8 to 12 months.
Yeah, right. It's not a pleasant word to hear. You know what I mean?
No, man. Not at all. Before I forget, I just came back from dropping off my kids at the at school. And on the way there was a pit bull that was lost. Like, we were in the car, and, you know, pit bull just kind of was walking, unattended, no owner, no nothing, right?
So, you're nice. You call it lost. I say it just murdered whoever was fucking walking it, and now it's just solo down the street. That's what I think when I see a solo pit bull, lost.
I was talking about... about this, you know, when you see a lost dog, it's got tags on it, right?
Right.
You go up to it, and maybe you say, "Hey, I got your dog here." You know, we've been looking for it. But when it's a pit bull, right? What do? You take the dog in, and you call the owner and go, "Listen, the dog just killed my daughter. And it's got my son's leg in its mouth. Can you come and get it?" I mean, like, do you even bother with a pit bull of saving it? As far as, like, not saving it, but do you even bother, like, trying to get to read the information off the tag?
No. The best I would do is, like, you know, the animal safari where they tell you stay in your car, you know, just keep the windows up, stay. I'd do a slow drive next to it with a light beep. looking around for some, you know, somebody with a fucking huge industrial chain looking for their dog. Right? I mean, I know 99.999% of those things are beautiful, because you got to be careful, bro. You say that, you're going to start getting emails of everyone going, not my baby. Look at my baby, not my baby. But, you know, a pit bull roaming the street on its own. Guy, this ain't the start of a Lassie episode is all I'm saying, right?
Well, isn't that equivalent? And again, I know we got pit bull owners out there and they love their dog and they're so sweet and they're nice, da-da-da-da-da. Right. However, to the average everyday Joe, isn't a pit bull wandering the streets of Los Angeles equivalent to a lion escaping from a zoo?
Absolutely. But I honestly feel if the lion wouldn't attack me if it's full, right? I feel like a pit bull will attack you, you know, just to kill 10 minutes. Like, you know, I've seen one once. I was in New York City once and I saw some guy talking. He had a little dog. And I used to smoke cigarettes. I was watching this across the street, and he's talking to someone. He's got his little dog, and I see down the block a pit bull with the owner, and the owner's talking to somebody else, and the pit bull's all chill, but it's looking at that dog. Mm-hmm. And then just all of a sudden, it goes, you know, and the owner's like, no, and then the guy holds it up and, like, got it into inside of a door, but it was like, and for no reason, it just went. And I know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe we'll edit this down a little bit because I don't want to upset people with pit bulls. But
Come on, guy.
Right.
We're not upsetting anybody. We've acknowledged that we're not talking about all pit bulls. All
right. Right.
I'm just saying.
Google it myself.
I'm just saying, if there's a loose pit bull in the neighborhood, it's probably more likely that if it was a poodle, you would go up to the poodle and try and find out where the owner is, opposed to a pit bull.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel the pit bull, it's so independent. And so what are you Googling?
I'm Googling, I don't feel bad because I want to double check. In Canada, in parts of Canada, it's illegal to even have them. You can't even have them. They're like alligators, bro. They're like fucking alligators. So I don't feel bad anymore. Yeah, you don't get out of your car. You see a stray pit bull, you don't get out of your car. You call Wild Animal Services. And you lock your door until... It's like an Amber Alert, but backwards, you know? Don't just stay inside. Absolutely. Right? Can you imagine you see a pit bull in your backyard and your kids are about to go back there with a soccer ball? Oh, my God.
Forget it. You call Wildlife Services. You call the same people you call if there's a jaguar or a leopard in your backyard.
Let me ask you this, right? You know where you live, how you can go hiking? We've gone hiking. Okay, let's say you're about to go hiking there and you see a pit bull going down there, right? All by itself, right? So you're obviously going to go, all right, I'm not going down there, right? Is that also, not only do you not go down, but on your way out with Lana, do you tell other hikers there's a wild pit bull down there? Is that information you pass on to other hikers?
I've not gone down there with a pit bull and its owner. Like, I don't even bother if the owner's there, right? I think you have an obligation to your fellow citizens to tell them, listen... Yeah. There's a wild black pit bull.
It's like a boar. It may as well be a boar, right? A wild boar. Yeah.
I just think the word pit bull is frightening. Like they gave it that name, like,
right,
for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't you think the German Shepherd, frightening, right?
Absolutely. I don't even need to see a picture to know I wouldn't go in the backyard of anything that had one of those fucking things, right?
Doberman Pinscher. You're right.
It does. Siberian Husky. Oh, what the fuck?
It sounds like I walked into the wrong bar. Oh, bro, there's a Siberian Husky in the back, and he don't like Italians. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, shit, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go over Halloween, too. I don't know what the hell you guys did for Halloween, but...
Yeah, what'd you do?
What's your take? When you go with Sadie on Halloween, do you go as a family trick-or-treating, or do you hang back, pass out candy, and have Jackie go?
Friends come over, and all of them go, like you said, trick-or-treating, and I hang back and pass out the candy.
Alone.
Yeah, sometimes one of the kids will trickle back a little early, which, you know, messes me up because, you know, now I got to go step away to do my one hits, whereas before I could do them right on the porch, you know. But otherwise, and I got to say this year, and I'll go right back to you, but what my neighbors were doing, which I thought was phenomenal, I'm stealing it next year, all the neighbors started, because it was a little chilly this year, bringing wood and a fire down to the end of their driveway, going with a fire. And, you know, having some beer and wine so the kids don't have to walk all the way up to the house. Plus, they're having a good time with the fire going. And I was like, oh, that's because I was freezing my ass off sitting out there.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the whole coming out of the house opposed to the kids coming to the house, which I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Halloween. I'd rather have the kids go up to the door, ring the bell. You come out and you give out the candy. I think Halloween is, I don't like this setting up a living room on the driveway, right? And everybody's sitting around having coffee, tea, and wine. And like, and the kids are just passing along the sidewalk and you're just giving out candy as like an afterthought to your wine dinner, wherever the hell you have it outside, right?
What? Oh, wait. Like, you know, you're still getting them, you still got the bucket. They're still coming up saying trick or treat. You still got the decorations going. I feel like you're you look out on the street and you see all these parents out there. I mean, my block is like the start of Halloween 5. You know, I'm waiting to see Jamie Lee Curtis come running across the street screaming. I mean, it's like everybody comes here, which is another thing. I know you have opinions on that. Did you? Where'd you go?
Well, we went, and again, I was talking to a few people about this, about traveling trick-or-treating, which was never a thing growing up. It's like you trick-or-treated in your own neighborhood. You didn't have buses coming in from wherever and dropping 38 kids off at the corner. So we went to this party. It was a Halloween party with kids involved. The guy had a pizza truck outside. He had the whole thing, full bar and drinking and whatnot. And then the whole neighborhood, like yours, is decked out. And a rite of passage to me is your child going up to the door. And it's like, oh, are they home? You know, you think they're home? Like, there's one light on.
Right.
And it's like, oh, are they home? Oh, yeah, they're home. And they come out.
That's how it used to be, dude. You'd even have the balls to do the cars in the driveway. If you saw the car in the driveway and you're a kid, you'd even put your hands on the window of that thing. Like, are they in there? Did they not hear us? Right? But that was when there was so few of us, bro. There's so many more people now. It's chaos. When we were growing up, you'd hear the doorbell ring, and your parents would go give out the candy, and then they go sit back down. Now it's just like, foom, 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 foom. You know, it's like I'm a refugee camp, and I just landed with the helicopter with the fucking food, you know? Line up!
Well, growing up, the time in between trick-or-treaters was like you could give out a couple of candies to a group and they left. You could go back inside. And I remember my mother like cooking dinner, right? put the dinner on the table, and then we get the doorbell again. So it'd be like a half hour in between, like, trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Now it's relentless, bro. It's just...
Right. Right.
Where are they coming from?
And when did the inflation kick in with the candy? We're like, you ever try to give somebody just one? They look at you like, one? Guy, what is this, 1973? Fucking, I get the one for knocking, one for saying trick or treat, and one for the costume, right? You know? Three easy. God damn.
So do you pass them out? Because some houses, the woman brought out, and they're bringing out like a laundry basket of candy. It used to be you bought maybe 2-3 bags of Baby Ruth, Hershey. That's it. And then at the end of it, you had like, we didn't even get rid of the candy, right? And you had your own leftovers.
Yes, totally.
Now, we've been to some houses. They're like, all right, you know, grab what you want. Grab what you want. Nah, this ain't a buffet. You get what you get, right? Like when did you have a variety in your bowl, or did you have one?
I did. I had a variety. I go, take a few, guys. Come on, go ahead. By the way, I call everybody guys and girls. It's everybody's guys. Everybody's guys. All right. I mean, let's seriously, you know. But they do the finger walk. Oh, in your bowl, they do the finger walk, digging, looking for, you know, a fun dip. They're all crackheads for the fun dip, bro. Oh my God, you put fun dip in there? Shit.
Oh God.
Oh man, yeah. So, did you go with your kids trick or treating?
Of course. What do you? Of course.
Go. Did you wear a costume?
Not. Yeah, I was.
No, I'm saying Lana. You know, did Lana go? Did you stay back and like? You know.
No. I gotta go. My kids are 4 and 6. I'm not having anybody abducted at the door. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying they'd go alone. I didn't know if Lana went with like a bunch of moms or something like that. You know.
No. I was there. And
were you in costume? Were you in costume?
Yeah.
So weak.
Listen,
I have such an opinion about that. And my friends did it too. They all do it. They look great too. They look great. I mean, they're all. Jackie says I'm the frump for not doing it, but
listen,
hey, and what were you wearing?
Dude, can we pull up the Instagram of what I had on?
I'd love to see it. Yeah.
So, I was like you prior to having kids. Look at this sap. Look at this weak dad dressed up as a Donald Duck or whatever the hell, right? Right? But when I had kids and when Lana got involved, because Lana likes to dress up and this, that, and the other, I'm like, all right, it's a family-themed outfit, okay? So it's not
that's
like...
that's true.
So it's not like my kid is Superman and my daughter's a unicorn. When we dress up, everybody's outfit correlates, okay? Now, is there a world where I go, I ain't dressing up, just figure out an outfit that the three of you could do.
Right. A three theme sort of a thing, Lana. With a guy to drive it to the party.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, my outfit this year was not as elaborate as in the past, which I really, really enjoyed. And I got to tell you, and since you don't dress up, maybe you don't notice this, but the way to go as a dad on Halloween is like a onesie zip-up outfit. It's almost you step into the leggings, you zip it up, and it's got the arms, you know? It's like a one-piece. Mm-hmm. And not much involved. There's not a lot of makeup. I'm not a big makeup guy decorating my face and what have you, but...
Yeah.
Do we have the photo? Yeah. Okay. Let's throw it up here.
What are you like a repairman or something?
Well, the whole theme was rodents. We've had a lot of rodents in the yard this year.
Oh, okay.
And I was. That's on the back of my outfit.
Oh, Maniscalco Critter Control. What does it say at the bottom, man?
Better than antifreeze.
Nice, so, man.
So my Lana was a skunk. surfing about it when it would be a raccoon. Caruso was a rat. My mother-in-law, that, by the way, my mother-in-law and father, I'll talk about dressing up. They dress up when it's not even Halloween. So the party was at 7. They were in the outfits at 3, right?
That's so great. All right.
He's a golfer.
Get into it, man.
So, yeah. So that was the theme. And right. My outfit was, you know, I don't know if you remember last year, I was a baby in a crib.
Yeah. I remember you had some whole big thing you had to roll or something. Yeah. I remember something.
Yeah, so yeah, that yeah, was yeah. like a nightmare. But this was more manageable. Kids had a great time. And where people are going with this Halloween is just, and by the way, there should be a cutoff on the age you're allowed to trick or treat. Yeah. You know,
right.
Once you get into the teenage years, get off the streets. You know what I'm saying?
They're yeah, ruined. Yeah. Well, I got mixed emotions about that because that's Jackie's take on it too, you know? But like sometimes when you have Halloween and then later on it's dark and out of nowhere you'll have two teenage girls come up, not really in anything. Maybe they got a little makeup funny and they're like, trick or treat. And it's like, you know the role. It's over. It's nostalgic. And they just get a couple candy bars. And it's like, I don't think it's too bad. You know what I mean?
It's just the way they trick or treat I'm bothered with. It's a lot of running around, a lot of bumping into the little kids. You know,
yeah.
Poor girl got her tiara knocked off her head as one like 15-year-old ran past.
But,
you know, like,
see, you're such a loving dad, but don't you remember when you were a kid and a bigger kid would just smash an egg over your head for no reason? You didn't even know him. I mean, come on. Don't you remember? It wasn't all roses. I've gotten hit with a flower sock that broke my fucking rib and nobody cared. You know, remember those things? They put flour in a sock and act like it didn't almost give you a concussion if it hit the side of your fucking temple. You know? So, wow, some little girl got a tiara knocked off. It's like, you know, that's nice to hear, actually. Little okay. running around. No, okay. Seriously. You're a good dad, though. You're very loving. I like that.
Let me take you back to when we were trick-or-treating, because I'm preaching no teenagers, and I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating, and I remember specifically me and this guy Francesco, who lived in the neighborhood, went out trick-or-treating. Was 16 years old. It's 7:30 at night, just turned dark, right? Went up to this guy's house and he was screaming. He had a screen door. He was screaming, "It's nighttime! Get off the street!" My buddy went back to his house. He had a car. He called it the Green Machine. This thing was like a 1973, like, Chevelle.
Right.
We got his car. We came back to this guy's house. I can't even. My buddy Francesco gets up on the lawn and does a cookie on this
guy. Fucking donut, baby.
A donut on this guy's lawn. And then we leave, right?
That's it. No cell phones, unless that guy happened to be by his window with like 20/50 vision, going 3-7-2-5-5. Right? You're done. You're gone. And the Green Machine is gone.
No, I didn't know he was gonna do this. Have you ever been in a situation with one of your buddies, cousins, or whatever, where they're like way more psychotic than you will ever be, right?
Yeah.
And like, yes. We're driving and then he's going up on the lawn. I go, "What are you doing, bro?" He goes, "What are you doing? This guy didn't give us candy," and he yelled at us. And I'm like, "Yeah, but but we're on this guy's front lawn." And next thing you know, I'm in a circle whipping around. And then we leave, right? And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, "Hey, fuck that guy." And I'm like,
right. But here's the deal. What's your friend's name?
Francesco.
Right, but you're not going, "Francesco, stop the car. Let me out. Let me out, Francesco." You're not, right? Because there's a point in your life when you're starting to leave your parents' love and you're so tight with your buddies. You and I had such similar childhoods. We're like, It's almost like the guys in Saturday Night Fever, right? Like you jump off the fucking Verrazano Bridge with them if they ask you to, right? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, before it was one of those things. It's not like I even had time to get out of the car. It was before you knew it, we were driving, and he's up on the lawn. I go, "What are you doing?" And then next thing right. you know, we're in a donut, and then we gotta walk. We had to walk by this guy's house the next day to catch the bus, right? You ever do something at night and you don't know how it looks until the daytime, right? Like you ever TP a house and it's at night, right? And then you go back the next day and go, holy shit, man, we really nailed these people.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the donut going, this guy's got to reside his whole front yard.
Oh,
guy,
shit.
Guy had no lawn left. God. Just no dirt, idea. Bro. It looked like a tractor came by and lifted the whole lawn up.
So, I'd say, baby.
That's why teenagers should trick or treat.
Dude, listen, you know, there's always a little vandalism involved on Halloween. That's part of the fun. That's part of the fun. Yeah. So, oh, God. Oh, those man, were the days, man.
Those were the Shit. Days, is right.
Halloween back in the day. I mean, nobody does eggs anymore, right? Nobody's doing eggs.
Oh, egg the house?
Just egg in general on Halloween. I mean, I remember one Halloween, we had a friend named Kenny Blackley. He had a chicken coop. We started collecting eggs in early October. We were just loaded with eggs. You know, wait, and you'd go out. What?
You're getting eggs instead of candy? And what, a hard-boiled egg you'd get?
No. By about 11 years old, you go out on Halloween on Long Island, and it's like 11 years old and beyond. It's not even about the candy. Now you're out there just to purge. You know what I mean? You got your shaving cream. You just do the shaving cream? We used to take the tip to the Barbasol. So you know how like you're pressing down there at the long tip? You take a lighter, and you melt the tip. And while the tip is melted flat, then you take a pin while the plastic is still soft and stick the pin through the melted plastic. Bro, this is like you're in fucking prison trying to figure out, right? And you blow on it till it hardens, then you pull your pin out. So now you got a little pinhole instead of that big Barbasol, you know, stem. And when you hit that, it shoots like far.
Oh,
so you put a couple,
oh, wow,
couple
no,
rows
get
in your pocket.
That.
And you only need one because you can just pull it off and put it on your next can, reload. Then you got, your... two things full of flour, your socks, because sometimes when you're trying to reload your shaving cream, someone's coming at you. You got to hit them. Wind up with a flour sock to keep away. And then you got eggs. You got eggs and cartons all around your camp, and you're fucking wailing eggs at everything. Cars, everybody. Everybody's getting egged. That was the best. Nobody does. We had these two dudes. They took a fire extinguisher and filled it with water and, like, you know, pumped it to a pressure, and they drive around in the car and just soak you. And then you'd see them leave because they were out of water, and you knew they were back by the house filling up again, and then they come back around again. It was like chaos.
I didn't even know you could refill or even get into a fire extinguisher. I thought that thing was capped like a sewer plate.
I know them. Old metal ones, the silver ones that the school would have, and you can unscrew the top, and you fill them with water, and somehow you can pressurize that water so it shoots like 40 feet. They just do drive-bys.
Oh, wow.
October 31st on Long Island. It's about 35 degrees, and you're getting hit with cold water, wetting up my then my flower sock would get wet. Now I'm literally fucking hitting kids with cement. I just got cement in a sock. I'm fucking knocking kids out. Nobody wanted a bit of honey. Nobody wanted a fucking, you know, Snickers. Nothing. It was not about the candy at all. It was candy laid all over the street the next morning. God damn. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Your boy's doing donuts.
Yeah.
It's the purge.
Well, we didn't have flour socks filled with concrete.
Yeah. That was last resort. It was like how, you know, when you got to start using your grenades in a war, that was what your flour sock was.
No, God, you don't see the eggs. You don't see the eggs anymore. I mean, I remember houses getting egged growing up. TP'd. Yeah. I don't see TP anymore at all. TP was a big deal. I never got TP'd. Come on in. You're not going to like this at all.
Oh, well, of course, kid, I will.
I'm on a cleanse.
Hello. Oh, what's up? Huh. You're on a cleanse? That's good. You're looking refreshed.
Well, I just did two weeks straight of thank you. I had my dad in town, and then I had my in-laws in town. Right. And we went out every night. Every night went out. Had awful, great food, but awful for you, and wine. Yeah. And now I'm drinking sand in a glass.
Is there a way you could, do that in a day? Like, after everybody leaves, you go to a hospital, a nice room, and they hook you up with so much more than just the saline solution. And somehow they do like a full body rinse on you, so you're leaving in the morning. Or has it got to be this slow recovery thing?
I don't know of that service that exists like that, but I tell you if you could find it for me, I'd love to go.
Right. No, you take your time, do your cleanse. A couple things I want to get into that you're talking about. First of all, when you talked about toilet paper, do you remember growing up and like your friend's house would get toilet papered by the girls or something? You ever have this happen and yours didn't? My parents are probably like, nobody likes our kid. It's fucking.
I remember.
I almost wanted to toilet paper my own house just so my parents thought, the chicks thought I was cool.
Well, you were a jock. I'm surprised because all the jocks really got hit with toilet paper from the homecoming from the cheerleaders, right?
I didn't play, but that's football.
Oh, okay. So I was on soccer, right? No one paid attention to the soccer players at all.
I didn't even know where the soccer field was, bro. In high school, I didn't even know where it was.
But I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. I just think it was football because of the sport football, not because of the guys who played football. Because if you look at the guys who played soccer, and you'll see this today, much, much better looking group of guys than the football guys, right?
Well, I mean, there's a ton of football players that some are handsome and some are less handsome, and there's some, but I don't know. There's a lot of soccer players that are and aren't, you know? I mean.
No. Come on, guy.
Yeah, come on. But there are, you know? I mean, there's a lot of,
percentage.
I mean, the linemen, the big linemen, sure, most of them, but, I don't know.
Percentage wise on a soccer team, you got a high percentage.
I shouldn't
of
even say the lineman. I'm sorry. I got it because look at Watt. Watt could be a goddamn movie star. No, so what do you mean?
Listen, Watt's one of the best looking linemen I've ever seen in my life.
That shit. All right. I know the Italian soccer team. They look like the cast of a soap opera. I realize that.
But we got no respect at all. At the school, never got TP'd. Never you remember when you went to school and the good-looking girls are wearing the jersey of the guy on the football team,
his football jacket.
Bro, nobody had my jersey on. Wow. Nobody had my jacket. The only person that wore my jacket was me. Was me.
I remember that when you wanted a girl to wear your jacket.
You want my jacket?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was basketball, so it was like, you prefer football, but, I had a girl wear my basketball jacket. I remember that. But even then, I think she was like, I wish a football guy was asking me. All right, give me the fucking thing. I'm cold.
Did you have a varsity letter on it? Like, with a big...
The C... But it had the see, but the thing is, it had the basketball on the back. So even if someone was like, oh, wow, you're wearing a I didn't realize it was a basketball player. Now, and you're right, though, it's like, looking back, girls don't realize the class sometimes involved with a soccer player. I overlooked it, too. I always found the soccer players were arrogant. Like, they came across as smarter to me. They also came across as, like, Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers, like just cool guy, going to be successful. Get out of my way, fucking soccer. So,
he was a rugby guy. He was a rugby guy in there.
I know he was, but that's my perception of soccer players. And they were always, I've gotten in a fight with a couple soccer players growing up. They were always like a lot tougher than I had anticipated them to be when I started to fight with them, you know. But yeah, you know, they like had their shit together. But girls don't see that. They just see the football and the homecoming and the parade and the floats. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. So you're going to steer Serafina to the soccer guys?
I don't even want to think about any of that right now. It's just frightening where that's... Oh, man. No, but I tell you what. I didn't really wear that varsity jacket a lot. It wasn't really my thing. You know what I was wearing to school? And I don't even know if this even made it to where you grew up. I was wearing that white Italian jacket with the colors of the Italian flag on the wrists and the photo of the boot on the back of the jacket. You know,
no,
you ever see this? Look this up. Italian jacket with Italy on the back of the jacket. It was a white jacket, and outlined in red on the back of the thing was the boot of Italy. And then highlighted, some went as far as to highlight the region they're from.
Really? Right. Really? See, we were America. You guys had, we weren't like Italy. Like, who did you root for in the Olympics growing up? America or Italy, if they were playing each other?
Italy. I'll tell you why. It was more of a style, like the way they played, rather than the Americans. The Americans, when they first started out in World Cup soccer, I didn't like the way American... I still don't. Really don't like the way American teams typically play soccer. It's not as finessed as the South American teams. Not that Italy was so much of a finesse team, but I liked the way they played defense. So,
And
I like Brazil too. I just like those soccer powerhouses. Not that I don't like the United States. It's just when it comes to soccer, I like to, and my father was, you know, born in Italy and what have you. So yeah, we tended to know more about the Italian soccer teams than the American teams. But you got this jacket yet? It might be so obscure. You can't even find it on the internet. Like it's so God, it's so Italian. It might be on the deep Italian web.
Now your mom I think you said she was born in America.
Yeah.
Where is her family originally from in Italy? Is it anywhere near where your dad's family's from?
Her father's from Napoli, and my grandmother's from Sicily. So my grandmother's from another town in Sicily than my father's family, but my grandfather's family is from Napoli. But they were born here in the United States, my grandparents on my mother's side. They didn't come from the old country.
Okay.
My dad's right off the boat, 15 years old. They came later on in life. But
yeah.
Yeah, I want to touch, and I know we're coming up towards the end of the show, and I want to get to this before we end. I did notice that you guys were in New York City marathon. Jackie running another marathon. First question: how'd she do? Was it
great?
Is she beating her time? What's the?
No, she wasn't trying to be like, what was great about this one is she's like, I just want to run. There's a thing called the Abbott. She wants to eventually do them all. And all, there's six of them. And if you run them all, it's considered you've run the Abbott. I may have told you this before, but it's like Chicago, Berlin, New York, Boston, Tokyo, and London. And if you run them all, it's like, it's called the Abbott. So the only ones left now she has to run is London, which she's running in April. And then Tokyo, she tried to get in. She didn't get in. It's like really hard to get in that one. So she's just going to try every year. It's like a lotto. And you either get in or you don't. But with New York, she's like, I don't want to try and do my best time anymore. I've done that. I've done the best I can. I want to just enjoy my time and not stress. So she still did like a 3:37, came 79th place for her age group. I mean, she just crushes it. And we went. We had fun. Me and Sadie had a blast running around, seeing her again. So it was a special day for her. So she crushed it. She's like an elite runner, man. It's really interesting.
You say she's doing this and she's not going for her best time. She just wants to enjoy the run. Now, have you ever enjoyed a run? Like, I don't know. Like, when I'm running, I'm like, when is this over? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I ain't looking and going, oh, look over there. There's a sailboat. And is it?
Right? I had to run yesterday at the airport. I wanted to catch the parking shuttle at the parking spot, and I start running. And instantly, I make a decision. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get past that guy in the fucking blue jacket. Then I'm going to walk again. You know, like, this is like, once I start running, I'm like, this is insane. I haven't started this engine up in years. No, I don't run.
I haven't run really because of the sciatic pain in over 2 years, right?
Right. I want to talk about those leg things I saw.
Okay. I heard a scream on the other side of the house from Lana. It was in the gym. A shriek that would, I thought, this is it. So, you know, either she's having a heart, I don't know what it was. So I ran from the house to the gym, and she's in the cold plunge. She just screamed just to get it out when she went in, right?
Now, oh my God.
Now, I ran there, right? And I caught myself in the reflection of the mirror running. If you look at me run now, you would go, oh, wow, when did he get artificial legs? Like, that's the way I look, bro. It's not good.
Like, you're bouncing on blades?
No, I'm talking artificial leg from the 60s. From the 60s. Wood. Okay?
Yeah. So, God, and then are you mad? Like, I get mad when I get a scream like that, and then you're fine. I'm like, you know, you give me a heart attack.
Well, that's why I said it to Lana. I go, you reserve those screams for really bad moments, right?
Exactly.
Because now when I hear that again, I'm going to go, she's just getting in the ice bath. Or that now doesn't affect me as much as it would if I never heard it before. Exactly. I mean, I think I've told you this before. She'll be on her phone. She'll go, oh, no. I go, what? What happened? Like, I'm thinking, you know, somebody died. Oh, they don't have any more flowers left at the flower store. I wanted to get those flowers.
That's not right?
Oh, no. That's,
that don't match.
That's, it don't match. It don't match the situation.
Right. Exactly. So, and you were, like, not happy with your pay. Like, it's funny, you know, because you probably went a lot faster than you thought you had it in you, but it's a short burst. You know what I'm saying? 26 miles I could never do. But anyway, they had a great time. Everybody loves it. Everybody walks around with their medals afterwards. It was great. Real quick, because you brought up the fake leg thing. There was a guy running the marathon, okay? Because Sadie and I, we went to two different locations where we could see Jackie, right? First was on First Avenue, and then after that, we headed over to the west side. Now, when I say Jackie was enjoying it, like, when she came down, she saw us, she stopped and she hugged Sadie, and like, she didn't even, like, in the past, she'd just be like, hey, wave and keep going. So a guy came by while we're waiting for Jack with, like, the Blade Runner with, like, the amputee legs and, you know, the blades, and he's bouncing along and he's just killing it, man, like, right in the mix of things, you know? So then later on, when I'm talking with Jackie, she goes, did you see the guy running with the blades? And we're like, yeah. And she goes, unbelievable. I mean, what, you know, such willpower and blah, blah, blah. She goes, like, at one point he was right by me. I just couldn't help it. I had to pat him on the shoulder and just be like, way to go, you know? I was like, yeah. But in my head, and telling this, I'm like, there's 50,000 people running. Is he going to get 50,000 pats? You know what I'm saying? You think the pat was a little too much? You know, I mean, I would, if I was the guy with the blades, I'd be thinking, holy shit, there's 50,000 people running this. Is everybody going to pat me on the fucking back? I'm going to have bruises by the time I get to mile 13. I know you think you do, right? It's like,
well, I don't know. I didn't even think about that patting on the back, how that might affect. By the way, there is a rescue mission going on right now outside the house. Do you know that? Do you hear that?
Is that why the road was closed off because of the helicopter action?
I don't know, but I think it might be a red helicopter. It's a medical helicopter. You want to go out and yeah, just go see. We might have a have a medical emergency in the canyon. Hold on.
Is there any way to
we're checking on this?
Oh wow, we got to get better technology. We should be able to have him like put some on so we could see it.
Hold on, I gotta check this out once. One second. Yeah, yeah. I wish we could go mobile on this. Hold on, one second.
Can you talk? Maybe can you talk with that thing?
No, but I'm gonna video it and then we'll insert it into the cast. False alarm. I thought there was a rescue going on.
Does that happen from time to time?
Yeah. Someone will fly off the road. They gotta airlift the monitor.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
Anyway.
Yeah, they had to do like at the marathon. When you first leave Staten Island, you go over the Verrazano Bridge. That's the start of the marathon. And somebody went into cardiac arrest right there. And they're like, you know, I guess there's like three heart attacks. And at one point, when we first saw Jackie coming down First Avenue, it's like mile 18. Everybody's like happy and coming a little. It's a little downhill. But then the second time we see them right before they go into Central Park, and it's a hard marathon with a lot of hills, especially at the end. They say it's one of the hardest marathons. And everybody now, me and Sadie are waiting, they're coming up, and it was not fun to watch, man. These people were struggling. Some of them just all out stop. One of them's like stretching right in front of Sadie. One guy, he stops. He's like holding himself. It looks like he's going to collapse. Takes two steps. He stops again. And then he's just limping, and he's coming right by us, and Sadie's cheering for everybody. He's like right in front of me, a little guy. And Sadie goes, Dad, cheer for him. He's right in front of me. And I'm like, you got this. You got this. And he looks up at me like he looked right through me. I tell him, Jackie, this guy didn't even see me. He was like a zombie. And she goes, that's what it's like. You have no idea. You just get so tired. You don't hear anything or see anything. And so I'm really proud of my wife. I just got to say that. She works really hard, and she's fucking unbelievable at it.
Different breed.
Yeah. But the city, bro, I don't know. It's fun to be there, but good to get out. I can't do it anymore. I mean, my daughter wants a push pop. We go in the store, and I'm getting like a coffee or something. I go, get the push pop. She puts it down. The guy's like, $9. I go, what? $9? How much is the push pop? And he goes, $4.50. I go, Sadie, put the push pop back. I'm not gonna push. So we go outside. Dad, just let me get it. And I go, Sadie, listen. She goes, we have the money. She goes, I use my own money. I have my souvenir money. I go, you're gonna use your souvenir money for a fucking lollipop? I go, Sadie, listen. He's charging us $4.50 for the push pop because we're on Madison Avenue. This is an expensive street, so they jack shit up. You know, so like I go, it's like on principle, say we can't buy this. We'll go somewhere else and we'll get a push pop. Right. But you know, the city, the next block over is Fifth. The block the other way is Park Avenue. It's going to be like three cross streets before I see a Korean deli with a push pop on the 450. Right. So I got to go. All right. I go, you could get the push pop, but if I get it, you owe me $5 of your souvenir money because I'm not getting ripped off for the push pop. But you can find that. I don't care, you know? So I go, I'm not even going in with you. That's how disgusted I am. I'll wait out front. So she goes in with the five and comes out with the push pop, and she's like licking it right in front of me, you know? And I'm like, fine, if you don't mind getting ripped off. I never collected the five from her. I never collected the five.
What souvenir money?
She gets money sometimes from grandma, and she gets a birthday gift money or something. So she saves it up, and then when she goes on a kind of vacation out of town, she likes to bring some of it. Yeah.
Gotcha. What about these compression legs? What's your question?
Yeah, okay, so I saw your thing. Jackie was trying those things too, but I saw you in the compression legs, right? Now, what is going on? Is this supposed to help with overall walking and everything? And what are you doing with these things? Is there a routine to it? Is it like once in a while? I mean, it looks... How long did it take you to get into goddamn things? Do they work? Is it worth it?
It's like putting on pants. You zip them up, you put them on, and they compress your legs, and then they compress, decompress. Right. You do it for about 20 minutes. I generally do it at the end of the night or after a workout. I like doing it at the end of the day just because it helps me relax And I go to sleep a lot quicker after I take these things off, just for whatever the reason. But it's supposed to increase blood flow, reduce inflammation, get rid of lactic acid that you build up while working out. So for me, it's more of a mental thing, more of a relaxation thing. Do I get out of these things and can I run a 40-yard dash like Tyreek Hill? No. But it's like almost a massage.
Do you have anybody stretching you? Like, do you have somebody that stretches you?
Prior to working out, my trainer, we do about a 15-20 minute stretch routine, which includes stretching and then I'd say about 5 to 7 minutes of that Theragun. You know, it's like a gun that massages your muscles, to warm up the muscles. Yeah, but I would like to get stretched.
Yeah,
every day, right when I get out of bed, by someone for an hour.
Yes, bro, the kind of stretching where they're stretching you, where they're doing all the work, you're making phone calls. Like, they're doing a da 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 with you, and you're going, yeah, what? Yes, tell me 30, right? Like that. Like, I told you, I think it was in season 6 of the cast, Kevin James, when I was writing on the show, he had this gift where if someone gave him 10 stretches from the stretch company, they come and they stretch you for like an hour. So he brought the lady to the place, and he's like, you know, who wants one? And Donna, he's like, Petey, take a stretch. I even had my jeans. He's like, dude, go ahead, go in, you know? And I go in with the lady, and I can't do anything, but it's all her. Like, she bends you a certain way, and it sits down on you, and you just feel everything. Like it's almost like you ever trying to get the air out of a raft, and you lay on it, and it, but it like collapses. That's what your whole body does, and you're like, oh, you're like, you fall in love with the stretch lady. You know what I mean? like, yeah, I think I love you. Oh my God. That's what you need, bro. You need an attractive lady that comes and stretches you every single morning before you start your day for an hour, bro. And as soon as that stretch is done, you grab an espresso and you go. You'll be like Plastic Man, bro. And I got, you know, my fit jeans on, you know, Wrangler guy, what the fuck, you know, because she goes, well, your jeans are kind of tight. Do you have sweatpants or something? Because really, I'm not going to be able to get
in the underwear.
Get in the underwear? What are you, crazy? That's practically sex, guy. Are you out of your mind? Jack, you would divorce me if I let a woman stretch me.
You're gonna stretch with jeans on?
First of all, listen, this woman was 55 with 2 grown sons, a lovely lady, and I don't think she would have been comfortable with me in my underwear, guy. This was not that. This was more like physical therapy. I mean, you ain't seeing Ron in your undies, are you? If you are, don't even answer that.
Absolutely. He needs to work. He would work around baggy shorts? Absolutely not. He needs to get in those high hip area.
No, I do want to do that. I know that there's these places out there that offer this service. You go in, they stretch you.
You really should. No, they'll come to your house.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to do that, bro. I'm serious, man. I think that's the answer. Yeah, because like, you know, those compression pants, it's like you could get those at a fucking garage sale. You're a movie star, guy. Have someone come to the house and stretch you. Don't wear those things.
Did you know where he was going with that? I had no idea that was his take on the compression sleeves. By the way, you don't get these at a garage sale, number one. I don't know what garage sale you're going
to. I'll get yours at a garage sale within a year, I bet. Like, you know, you're like, what do you mean? I mean, you got an expensive pair of them, but like, I don't see this as a long term thing. I feel like
it's been long term. I'm walking around with every apparatus you could imagine on my body. I got a heat belt that I use for my back. I'm in the ice bath. I'm in the jacuzzi. I'm in anything that would offer any type of relief to constant pain. All right.
Yeah. That's why I told you, man. I went to see the person, and they told me to stretch, and I've been doing all these stretches every morning. I put on spa music while I stretch, and you know, it's been helping. And I feel like if you take that to a high level, like a real professional level.
I believe the stretching will definitely help me in my in my older age. But
namaste, until then, guy. Stand of the cast. Good hanging, though.
Good hanging. Everybody out there, we appreciate you guys still listening to us after, what, 10 years of this, 11 years.
This is what they like. One-on-one, man. Get back to it.
Some of these guests have been, you know, they're liking them. You know, they're really liking them. So
it's been a nice combo now, man. It's been a good back and forth. I love it, man. I love the guests. I'm more looking forward to coming out there.
Yeah, we'll do that more next year. But until then, Pete and Sebastian signing off here.
The show has ended.
The party was at 7. They were in the outfits at 3, right?